Time for community comment. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
When you drive by the Eureka Chamber these days, you might notice a bit of a difference. The building's been repainted, the grounds completely renovated with new landscaping, plants, and trees, and well, check it out the next time you drive by. It's all through the leadership of Chamber Chairman Greg Gardner that this impressive facelift became a reality. And it's no accident this year the Chamber staff engaged several thousand more tourists than last year. And that's important because every person who walks in the Chamber door is one more customer for a local business. The increased visibility and welcoming entrance to the visitor center puts dollars in local cash registers. But that was always been the idea. The Eureka Chamber was established in 1891. It was an eclectic group of diverse business people coming together in an emerging time. There were loggers, fishermen, grocers, merchants, and builders who combined their efforts to promote the best mutual interests to the community. And that was 8 years before the first automobile arrived in Eureka. But I digress. The recent landscaping project was accomplished through the combined volunteer efforts and donations of many Chamber member businesses. To name only a few, there's Jack Rickey and Schaefer's Ace Hardware, landscape architects Thomas Meager and Amy Berkowitz, Teen Challenge, Earthscapes, and Campton Electric. Well, during the process, someone offered to refinish my desk. Well, it's been there since 1956. It came along with a building that Ernie Pearson and the business community volunteered to construct. And back then, business leaders made a deal with the city. They said, we'll put up a building on the old pump site on Hawthorne and Broadway, and give us a long-term lease and we'll cover all the expenses. That way, if we help businesses to succeed, well, the city succeeds. So the Chamber offices were built in the true spirit of a public-private partnership in 1957. And since then, Chamber members have covered every expense at no cost to the city. The point is that a whole lot of businesses stepped up to make this work, and it's always been that way. That's how the Samoa Bridge was built and the Matthews Dam created. But when it comes to the desk, that same desk that past Chamber directors such as Dick Denbo, Jack Owen, Wes Reed sat behind, I feel kind of a sense of honor to occupy it now, because I get to be part of that 122-year-old tradition. I suppose I could have the desk refinished, but the ancient dents and cigarette burns are a tribute to the people who used it before. Nah, I'll just leave it as it is. Then perhaps the next Chamber executive might just feel as much a part of that piece of history as I have. Besides, I haven't seen the top of the thing for months. With the files and memos, proposals, reminders, and calendar slips, I rarely see the wood. I like to think of it as a highly sophisticated piling system. Yeah, I'll keep the desk as it is. Besides, as Albert Einstein once said, if a cluttered desk is a sign of a cluttered mind, then what are we to think of an empty desk? In the meantime, when you see the Chamber with its new facade, think of it as a continuation of what it has been from the beginning. A combined effort that is determined to make Eureka a better place for business, government, families, and the children who will describe us after we've left our desks. In 1891, Eureka businesses had a hope and a dream. Today, so do we. I'm J. Warren Hockaday for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator